It's Great Yorkshire Business on Great Yorkshire Radio. Now, I've got a question for you this morning. What does business success actually look like to you? Well, to find out, maybe answer that question, I'm joined by Michael Stewart. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks, Steve.
Before we kick off, Mike, tell me about just how you help people then in terms of what's Michael Stewart all about?
Well, Michael Stewart's all about helping people to get the kind of business that they want, the kind of business that they've dreamed of having. People start their own business because they feel like they want to be in control of their own destiny, or they want to generate the kind of income and profit that they want, or they want to change the way that business is done. And my job really is to sit down, and I work with businesses of all sizes to help them to build a plan and to make that happen.
So when you work with a business, Mike, do some businesses actually maybe don't have much of an idea of what business success does look like for them? Are they not clear about the reason why and things like that?
I think sometimes there is, they haven't thought about what the why is. I think when I sit down and I start to talk to them about it, it's relatively straightforward to get them to identify what their why is. And we all know that the what is our why is then a powerful driver of business success. I think what they don't tend to have is a clear plan and roadmap of how they're going to get from where they are to where they want to get to, and maybe even really defining what does success look like. And so that's like setting out on a journey from here to New York and not really having a map and a roadmap about how to get there. So
then you end up in Newport.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the key things for me is having a plan. And we may well think that talks about a business plan. But business plan for me, lots of people think that's lots of spreadsheets and 50 pages of stuff that's written either for the bank or for the boss if you were a head of a department. But for me, it's much more about what are the key things that I need to do over the short and the medium term that are going to make a difference, that are going to create the kind of business that will give me the kind of business and the kind of rewards that I'm looking for.
And Michael, that reason why could be varied, couldn't it? It could be just to have a better life. It could be to have more spare time. And things like that. It's not always linked to a financial thing, is it?
No, it's not always linked to a financial thing. But sometimes, even in a business that had a charitable ambition, it may be a business that wanted to say, well, what I'm going to do is that I want to make a difference and build schools in Africa. At the end of the day, part of that is about generating the income to be able to then reinvest and do those things with that. But generally, success falls into getting the kind of business falls into a number of categories. So it is financial. I would like to get better rewards for the work and time that I invest. Part of that, it could be about creating the kind of business that you want to work in. You may have worked in a large corporate where the values or perhaps the culture wasn't how you wanted it to be. And so you want to do the job that you do, but do it in the way that you want to do it. You may have those ambitions about making a difference to the world. What's your dint in the world going to be? And how would you like to leave a better place? I think we all have that somewhere in the back of our mind. But the other thing may be that you may well want to do what you do, make a difference to the people that you work with, your customers, but I'll have the business allow you the time and space to do the things that you want to do, whether that's spending more time with the family, not work 60 hours a week, maybe 3 days a week, who knows. But often that's the ambition for businesses.
I think it's an interesting point that you make there, because you just got me thinking there as you were talking, which is a bit of a dangerous thing to do for me, but you know, because many people think they've got a business, but they haven't. They've just got another job.
Right.
Is that a fair comment?
I think so. I think many people leave business, and many of the business owners that I come across are great, and we will call them technologists, not because they work in a technology, but they know how to do the job. And if you take the example of something like a photographer, being great at taking photographs is obviously important, but that's not enough for them to have a successful business. What's important is that they understand how they're going to make profit, Have they got a business model that works? How are they going to create opportunities and get themselves business? And then how are they going to manage their time and their effort to make sure that the time that they invest and the money that they gain gives them the outcome that they want, and that they don't just drift along from day to day,
kind of
scratching a living. But like we say, being great at what you do isn't enough. And I meet people all the time who can talk at length about the thing that they do, but then don't understand who the person is that will buy that service or product from them, and why they choose that product or service compared to a competitor's one. Because people buy because of what the differences are and what the benefit of that difference is in the product or service. So I don't want to get complicated.
No.
But being good at what you do isn't enough. You need to be good at running a business if you're going to run a business, as opposed to, like you say, have a job.
Yeah, okay. And you just got me thinking there as well as we were talking there, because then people get involved, they start off their business, and let's put it politely, they start to suffer a little bit of pain because it's not quite going where they want to go. And sometimes people leave that a little bit longer than they should do, when there's people like yourself out there that can help. And other people maybe think this could be mega, mega expensive to go and get some personal coach or whatever to work with them. But what you've got, and you've got workshops coming up, you're actually helped to demystify that a bit, because it doesn't have to be that vast expense, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be expensive. And often an external viewpoint on anything, and whether you actually just sit down with somebody that you know and that you value and that you take their advice for free, that external viewpoint can be very, 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 very valuable and can solve a problem. Because people can see that. We talk about not being able to see the wood for the trees. When you're in it every day, that's often the case. But for me, there are a number of key areas. And what we've tried to do with the group that we started in York called It Just Makes Sense for Business, is that what we've tried to do is to provide some of the fundamentals for a successful business. We've tried to provide those fundamentals in a format, in a way that makes it affordable for a small business owner, a solopreneur, a small business owner, or even somebody that's starting out. We all know that one-to-one coaching, I'm a big advocate of one-to-one coaching, and I do one-to-one coaching. But often there are businesses that I come across that just need some of those business fundamentals, and their business will take off. Now, we take those business fundamentals as being things like understanding how your numbers work, understanding how you generate profit from that point of view, defining what a good customer or groups of customers look like, because often you can sell the same product to two different groups of people and they buy for completely different reasons. So understanding what a good customer looks like, understanding why your product is different to those other ones that they could buy and why people buy it. So we call that differentiation. Other areas are things like business planning, things like creating a pipeline of opportunities. How do you generate opportunities? But then the other side of that is, how do you then convert those opportunities into profitable and long-standing customer relationships? And then the other big killer is about using your time wisely. We talk about high key payoff activities. Lots of people get distracted into, let's check Facebook, let's check my online banking, and before you know it, it's 11:30. Mm-hmm. Well, managing your time effectively and doing those things that will drive your business forward is crucial. So, and It Just Makes Sense for Business, what we've done is that we've distilled those things down. We call them the seven fundamentals. And under those, there are lots of subtopics as well. And what we do is that we run a monthly meeting. And we do that in York. Like-minded business owners come together. We discuss a couple of topics. We also do some round-the-table problem solving with businesses. So we're running that on a monthly basis in York, and people are very welcome to come along and be a visitor at that before they join.
How do they find out about that, Mike?
You can find out about that by visiting our website at It Just Makes Sense for our business. It Just Makes Sense for Business. www.ijms4biz.co.uk. So I'll repeat that. www.ijms4biz.co.uk. So the business is It Just Makes Sense for Business. So it's obviously just an abbreviation of that.
So you can meet monthly, but you've also got some workshops coming up.
We have. We've got two workshops. We're running one in York on Wednesday the 6th of September, and that's we've taken some of the core things and we've distilled that down into a single day. So we're running that in York, in the centre of York, and you can find out more about that. If you go to the homepage there, you'll find a link to what we call our business booster days. Or if you just add on to the end of that URL, /business booster, or one word, you will go to a page that tells you all about our business booster workshops. And we'd love to see people there. As part of that, we've also... As part of our general, it just makes sense for business, we've recorded it. We have a book where we've summarised these things on into a book and a page on each one of these topics, 40-odd pages. And we have videos for that. But what we've also done is that we've recorded each one of those pages as an audio book. So when you sign up for Business Booster, what we're going to do is we're going to just send you a little snippet every day. So you'll work your way through the book and you can get that as a little audio file. It'll only be a minute to 2 minutes. But what we want to do is try to get people absorbed into the way of thinking, right, there are a whole range of things that I need to know to make my business more successful.
And helping them with them small steps, it
sounds. Absolutely, absolutely. And lots of people are often, we talked about, people will tolerate a lot of pain. If you only have to look at we talk about doctors and whatnot, and people will tolerate a lot of pain before they go to the doctor. This isn't generally about, you know, are you ambitious about your business? It's also about saying, you know what, are you sat there today thinking my business hasn't quite reached its potential, or I'm just drifting along or bumping along? Yeah, I'm making money, but could I be doing better? Well, you know, what we're trying to do is give some people something for people that they can do something about it. And, you know, we're very happy for people to come along and to have conversations with people on the phone and to find out more about what It Just Makes Sense for Business can do for them.
Well, Michael, just before we close, and just give us those website addresses again and the date of the workshop so people can actually put it in their diaries and get in touch with you.
Okay, so the web addresses again are www.ijms4biz.co.uk. And if you put /and business booster, you will get the business booster page of our website. And if you want to find out more about where we're holding our monthly meeting and the date of the next meeting, there's a contact form and we'll tell you where that is. And the date of the workshop in York is Wednesday the 6th of September. And it's going to be a full day workshop. But again, have a look at that business booster page and it'll tell you all about it. You'll also see a video of me on there telling you
wonderful
all about it as well.
What can you ask for?
Absolutely.
Michael, big thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
This is Great Yorkshire Business. This is Great Yorkshire Radio.